find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen.
All right, we're back, folks. This is Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report, and we're up on the second hour. Now, I was reading this article to you about these Bush, you know, signing this bill to allow these Mexican truckers to come over and drive on our roadways. But it looks to me like there's going to be a trucker boycott and blockade on the 21st through the 23rd of April, 2007. And I just want you to think about this for a minute. If they got together, along with the people in the tax movement, along with the 9/11 truth movement, all these people got together and marched on Washington, do you think we'd make a difference here? Let me continue with this. Therefore, truckers from four border states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, and beyond, may smell the bacon and choose to participate in a trucker boycott, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th of 2007. Those truckers that want to stop this latest insult to America's working class by this president and Congress may elect to, quote, or not quote, but shut their rigs down for the entire 3 days. I think that's a great idea, folks. That's as good as just not going to an Exxon station. Everybody just quit going for 1 day, or pick a Shell station or whatever and not go, and watch what kind of an effect we have on them. Let me continue with this. Lack of appreciation must properly be rewarded. It is high time to show Bush and his sorry friends in Congress that truckers are the lifeblood of our nation and can paralyze this country in a New York minute. If our sorry-ass leaders continue on this national suicide mission of killing jobs for American truckers, additionally, truckers may surround all 48 state capitals with their rigs nestled nose to tail, park them, and walk away. Mr. Bush and Mr. Kennedy, if you and your allies in Congress decide to spit on American truckers, we'll see who can spit into the next pasture. Oh, let's see. This goes on. Well, Frosty goes on to say he was a starving school teacher, and he trucked for 21 summers and 3 solid years for United Van Lines. And he goes on to say, and rightly so, that truckers, and he includes himself in that, because I guess once a trucker, always a trucker, no matter where you go. It's kind of like once in the Marines, always in the Marines. We deliver everything that Americans need on a daily basis: food, gasoline, lumber, cars, water, everything. Mr. Bush, Senator Kennedy, and the sponsors of the flaky bill, Representatives Gutierrez and Flake, in the House, you won't be able to wipe your butt without us delivering the Charmin. Truck out. Talking points and action step. Number one, Bush, Kennedy have already taken action to implement the plan in less than 45 days to allow anarchy, tens of thousands, 17,000 or more to start, of Mexican trucks and truckers into our country with no checks and balances in place. There are not nearly enough qualified U.S. Department of Transportation inspectors, even if we wanted to inspect the Mexican trucks and drivers. Rigs will be allowed to cross the border with no weight regulations, no load restrictions, as their loads will not be under the same security scrutiny that our truckers' loads have to comply to, which opens the doors to more drugs, terrorist weapons, and human smuggling, some with no liability or collision insurance in place, some truckers with no driver's licenses, and some with criminal driving records, no background checks, bald tires, and trucks that are not regulated to adhere to our strict safety regulations. Once again, the illegal aliens will be given special treatment by our government. Above that, all our legal American citizens and legal immigrants, which allow them to break laws in our country that our truckers cannot get away with, or our licenses would be pulled, our trucks impounded, and potentially criminally charged. These foreign national truckers have low overhead, few expenses, and thus can haul for far less per load than our own truckers, and will take our jobs. This is not a threat or something that may happen. It has been in the planning stages for several years now. American truckers will lose our jobs. In that process, American families, children in particular, will suffer. The greedy employees who hire the illegal aliens will increase their profits. What a deal. This is a complete breakdown of the current trucking laws and regulations that govern our Teamsters truckers, independent trucking organizations, and mom-and-pop trucking facilities. This will work to destroy truckers' livelihoods and futures, as for many, this is all they have ever done. And I'm going to continue with this after the break. You're listening to Michael Herzog, National Intel Report at RepublicanBroadcasting.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. This is Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report with hour number two. I'm going to continue with this article in a minute, but first I've got Don from Ohio on the line. Don, go ahead.
I just thought that if the truckers do that, it would be nice to see the port workers also walk off the jobs or something like that for a while, because they're going to be losing their jobs big time too, because everything that's going to be coming over here anymore, you know, it's definitely going to be getting away from our ports and coming up through Mexico.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, all of these groups need to combine. You know, the 9/11 truth movement, the tax movement, the Teamsters, the longshoremen's. I mean, we all need to unite here and show them that we've had enough of this. How much more is the dumbed-down American public going to take before it's enough?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Thank you much.
All right. Hey, thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. All right, let me continue with this. Now, I'm going to read through the last paragraph again to bring you back up to speed. Again, this is a complete breakdown of the current trucking laws and regulations that govern our Teamsters truckers, independent trucking organizations, and mom-and-pop trucking families. This will work to destroy the truckers' livelihoods and futures. As for many, this is all they have ever done. We cannot allow this to happen, not even to test it. This is the USA. NAFTA is a failed international policy that has backfired on the U.S., as warned, and is driving our country into total ruin. We do not need to pay off the Kennedy-Bush debts. We invite our truckers to participate in the national truck-out boycott on the 23rd to 25th of April to coincide with HTTP // www.fairus.org, FAIRUS.ORG. It's a rally planned in Washington, D.C. to put their feet to the fire. There's a press conference rally intended to help the Congress and the executive branch understand and appreciate that the U.S. citizens' taxpayers have had enough of the multicultural sanctuary crap. What will the truck out accomplish? The point is to shut down all trucking and surround every legislative capitol building in every state and in D.C. with a bumper-to-bumper train of trucks. We need local truckers to take over the planning for their state capitol. The Day Without Immigrants fiasco last year was a cakewalk compared to this campaign. Imagine a day without U.S. citizens truckers. Now, there's a bid deal. And I might insert here, folks, I mean, for all you truckers that are listening out there, April 23rd through the 25th, if you can't appear in Washington, appear in front of your state capitol. If you can't appear in front of the state capitol, take 3 days off. Remember what the immigrants did to us last May with all those demonstrations? They're going to do it again this May 1st. Okay, let's fight back. We're Americans here. All right, let me continue. In addition, there will be a convoy of trucks, cars, and motorcycles in every major city to protest the corrupt plans our government has to destroy our trucking industry and our nation. This will in turn shut down all industry dependent on the truckers, as most of these industries employ illegal aliens. The guilty, greedy employers will feel the heat as the silent majority gets vocal and starts to report the criminals as well as hammer the elected and appointed officials to enforce the existing laws and rules. This will show our government that, quote, we the people, unquote, do have power, are willing to exercise that power, and will no longer tolerate the refusal of the elected and appointed big guys to do the will of the legal American citizens and legal immigrants in this country. Yankees, see, bandidos, no. The time has come to encourage the invaders to go home. We can accomplish that best by demanding that local law and justice authorities prosecute the criminals who employ, harbor, aid, and abet the illegal aliens. We are demanding there be no amnesty for illegal aliens, criminals who broke our laws to cross our borders illegally and committed felony crimes when they intentionally invaded our required border inspection stations, documents, food, physical health, immunizations, criminal background verification, etc. Conventional wisdom is wrong. Each illegal alien already has strike one. We are demanding an end to the socialist fascist corruption in our government by our errant elected officials who refuse to uphold our laws, our constitution, their oaths of office, and stand up for those people who voted them into office. We are their bosses, and it's time for them to stop ignoring us, blatantly breaking our laws, and twisting the truth to suit their own nefarious agendas. Please plan now to join the truck out. It won't take much to convince the Congress that we are serious and we hold all the cards. Now, can you imagine, folks, if we put the word out to all the truckers, and I'm talking about the people that truck the gasoline, the people that truck the food, go to the grocery store, stock up for the week of April 23rd to the 25th, and don't worry about going to the grocery store. Have enough food, have enough water, have enough gasoline, fill up your tanks, okay? Don't go to Kmart, don't go to Walmart, let's just smoke them out. What do you think? You know, I've been saying for a long time that even with these scanners that have gone into the airports on my own show, you know, these full-body scanners that let the TSA see you naked when you walk through there, let those perverts get off on it, just don't go. What are they going to do? What's going to happen to the airlines? It's time for us to stand up. All right, enough of that. Now, this one was just handed to me a few minutes ago. Somebody walked in and gave me this article, and it's curious. Now, I haven't read through it yet, so bear with me here, but it's curious. It's kind of interesting what the first few lines say, so you're going to go through it with me here as I read it for the first time. It says, "It's over, ladies and gentlemen, finally. Please tell everyone you know this good news, that the federal income tax officially died today." And then it goes on to say, "What is important to realize that the person who originally sent this message is a party to the lawsuit itself, as you will realize once you read it all. I have included the official court documents in this message for those who might not click on the link that also shows the same thing." And this is from a fellow by the name of Tom Lebrick, and it was sent to me. It says, My fellow Americans, we bring you tidings of great joy. That was the date and time stamp of our sales receipt from the U.S. Postal Service at downtown San Diego, California, USA, at the very moment we posted this notice of default. The intervener's notice of default by affidavit and sixth notice and demand for mandatory judicial notice. The court affidavit is at the bottom of this message. Let's see. Finally, the federal income tax is officially dead. Not only is the U.S. Department of the Treasury legally stopped, the U.S. and the Department of Justice attempted to appear on behalf of a Delaware corporation, which has been revoked. Therefore, the U.S. Department of Justice is also legally stopped from enforcing IR code, Internal Revenue Service Code Subtitle A, and from attempting to rebut the affidavit above, because the relator in that appeal preempted the Department of Justice the moment the realtor appeared on behalf of the United States. It is now the official position of the United States federal government that there is no federal statute at large which creates a specific liability for income taxes imposed by Subtitle A of the Internal Revenue Service Code. For standing high court authority, see Commissioner versus Acker. Let me read down here a little bit. Please tell everybody you know the good news. Federal income tax officially died today. Praise God for his many blessings, yada, yada, yada. But what it also has in here is a intervener's notice of a default. Sixth notice and demand for mandatory judicial notice. It's a notice of default. It says, comes now the United States. Paul Andrew Mitchell, citizen of one of the United States of America, private attorney general, criminal investigator, and federal witness, hereinafter relator, to demand mandatory judicial notice by this honorable circuit court of all documents attached and incorporated by reference infra containing relative adjudicative facts and to provide formal written notice to all interested parties of the same. And then it goes on to give an incorporation of the attached documents, which include notice of demand for proof of authority, an informal interrogatory, first supplement to the informal interrogatory. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about as far as legal terms, it's basically, from what I can see, demands by the or to the federal government to produce certain documents stipulating that there is indeed some law that says we must file an income tax return. Proof of service. Let's see. Let me continue on down here. Okay. Demand for mandatory judicial notice by placing one true and correct copy of said document in the first class of the United States mail with postage prepaid and properly addressed to the following clerk of the court, yada, yada, yada. So, it's a notice of default and an estoppel of acquiescence. Not real sure what that means, but what it looks like to me with my limited knowledge of law, it looks like there was a notice served on the IRS and a notice of estoppel that was given to produce certain documents, or for the IRS to produce certain documents, which they failed to provide. Now, if anybody of a legal mind has any corrections for me, I'd appreciate a call at 1-800-313-9443 and stand to correct me. However, again, from what I'm reading here and what it looks like, they have just put the IRS in check. So much for that. Let's get back to George Bush and the fact that he's nuts. And by the way, the vote is, as I said, it's nuts. Okay. Why is he nuts? Well, let's see. Let's go to another one. Which one do I want to read first? Oh, by the way, on my show, for those of you who listen to American Awakening, I have a fellow coming on Friday by the name of Arthur Burnclough. I'll read this article here. You know, it's amazing to me that George Bush gets up on the stage and he touts the veterans, or he touts the military, and he says we should support our veterans. Arthur Burnclough is an activist for the veterans. But I have an article here out of CBS News. What amazes me is that this man can get up in front of the American public and talk about how wonderful our veterans are and smile into the cameras and read how proud we are of them, okay, and how proud he is of them and what great professional soldiers they are. And I agree with him. They are. These guys are over there thinking they're fighting the good fight, thinking that they're protecting America. Got a break coming up. I'm going to read an article when I get back that will tell you the behind-the-scenes story of that. This is Michael Herzog with the National Intelligence Report, sitting in for John Stadtmiller, republicbroadcasting.org. See you in a few.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
All right, this is Michael Herzog, sitting in for John Stadtmiller of the National Intel Report. We're back for a short segment. I'm going to go into another article regarding these veterans. I've got a couple of callers on the line I'm going to get to. Let's go to Mike in New York. Mike, how you doing? Hello, Mike. No? There's no Mike? Okay, let's go to Jerry in Georgia. Jerry, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello, Jerry.
Yes, in reference to President Bush and everything that's going on against him, I can't argue with what everybody's saying about him now being nuts, but that's all a part. We have to be careful because that's all a part of what the Soviet art of brainwashing is about, and I refer to it as the New World Order art of brainwashing. In Chapter 8, it says, in order to be conquered, a nation must be degraded either by acts of war, by being overrun, by being forced into humiliating treaties of peace, or by the treatment of her populace under the armies of conquer. However, degradation can be accomplished much more insidiously and much more effectively by constant and continued defamation. Defamation is the best and foremost weapon of psychopolitics on the broad field. Continual and constant degradation of national leaders, national institutions, national practices, and national heroes must be systematically carried out.
Good point. Chapter 8 of what, Jerry?
I'm sorry?
You said it was Chapter 8. Chapter 8 of what?
The Soviet Art of Brainwashing.
Ah, okay. The Soviet.
It's all laid out, plan by plan. It's all a plan for us to defame and degrade our country, our leaders in our country. There ain't no big surprise about what they're doing. The people are the ones that's going to be responsible. I can't argue the fact that everybody thinks George Bush is nuts because he appears that way.
Right, and they want us to think he's nuts.
That's exactly right.
You got a good point. That's
not
a very
only
good
him,
point.
But all the rest of the leaders too. And there's a good portion of them that's nuts too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good point. Okay, well, I'll take that one under advisement.
In any event, you've done a lot of things in your life I hadn't done because of money, such as be a pilot, play the guitar, and play the harmonica. I made the wrong choice. How about that? Because I lost all the money, and I still can't do anything.
I don't know about that. It just, you know, I started playing a guitar when I was, 11, 12 years old, and picked it up by myself. As far as a pilot, I learned to be a pilot when I was 25. And at the time I did, I had little money and loved to fly, you know, loved it. And then got to the point where I had a lot of money and didn't have time to fly. Then there reached a point where I kind of had a happy medium, and I was able to fly and had the money to do it.
Life is choices. You picked a lot of the good ones, and I picked a lot of the bad ones. But they were mine. They wasn't God's, and they wasn't the devil's. They were mine.
Well, today's the first day of the rest of your life, though, Jerry.
You got that right.
Okay, thanks for the call, buddy. All right, let's go to Bud in Texas. Bud, how you doing?
Fantastic. How are you today, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm going to revert back to something you said earlier about the truck out.
About the what?
About the truck out.
Oh, yes.
Now, I don't drive a truck, but there's probably four or five truck stops within 10 miles from me.
Mm-hmm.
And why can't I go in and put a flyer up in each one of them, making sure that they know of the truck?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? There's nothing stopping you, and that's a great idea, and I would put that word out to all the listeners. Folks, I'm not talking about these truckers going to Washington. I understand that these guys have to make a living.
Yeah.
But if we can do that, if we can get the word out to these truckers and let them know what's going on here, okay, because a lot of them don't know. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. If they know what's going on here, okay, and the word gets out, and we stop enough of this just for a few days, can you imagine what kind of a crimp? I mean, it's going to make the powers that be stand to attention. Okay, and it reminds me of what happens when somebody from the 9/11 Truth Movement or one of these organizations confronts these people when they're making a speech. They get caught like a deer in the headlights, and they start vibrating. The truckers, they stop moving the merchandise for 3 days. And what do you think that's going to do to these politicians? It's going to get their attention. Great idea, Bud.
From what I understand, there's probably a day or two worth of groceries in the grocery store.
If the
trucks stop, how in the world are they going to get their groceries?
Right.
That'll make people think.
That's right. That's why I tell all of our listeners, go to the grocery store, make sure you got enough food and water from the 23rd to the 25th, and spread the word to the truckers. Okay. And what's that movie, I think it was with Burt Reynolds years ago. Remember when all those truckers got together? And they were protecting, I don't remember what it was.
Smoking the Bandit?
Smoking, maybe it was, I don't know. But I remember there was just scores and scores and scores of trucks, okay, that were...
Protecting the one that...
Jerry Reed was driving the truck they were protecting, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be fantastic, and I know it would get their attention. Great thought, Bud. That's fantastic. That's a good idea, okay?
Well, you have a nice day.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, let's go to this. Well, shoot, let's see. I got a break coming up here shortly. I want to get into this article on the veterans and, George Bush standing up and applauding the veterans and saying they're doing a wonderful job, which I agree they are. Okay. But even more so than that, what happens when they come home? You know, they've got this body armor now where a lot of times, thank God 90% of the time they come back with injuries and they're not killed. But what happens when they get home? We'll take a break and I'll tell you after this. You're listening to the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller. RepublicBroadcasting.org. See you in a few.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog substituting for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. I'm going to go to this article here, but then these cards and letters and phone calls keep coming in. I got emails coming in left and right, and I got another caller here, so I'll take Mike from New York first. Go ahead, Mike. How you doing? Hello, Mike. Mike's not here? Oh, guess I won't take Mike. I'll go to the article then. And I won't even bother to read the emails here. Thank you, George. I appreciate the email you sent me. More veterans call on the street. Now, listen real closely to this, folks, and I want to emphasize this because, remember, as he gets on, as George, our buddy, gets on TV and waves and, you know, waves the flag and roots for our soldiers and so forth in front of us, here's what he's doing behind the scenes. CBS News, more veterans calling the streets home. Hassam El-Ghorani knows the price of war. He fought in Afghanistan and then in Iraq, where a sniper's bullet took his best friend. His head got blown off. I get nightmares about that, said El-Ghorani. The Muslim American sailor drowned that pain in alcohol, reports CBS News correspondent Michelle Miller, but drinking only led to an early discharge. Back at home, he couldn't find work. His wife took their baby boy and left. Robbery led to prison. When he got out, Hassam became one of many homeless veterans. We have no inkling of the full scope of the problem, said Roy Kirst, vice president of Samaritan Village, a state-funded homeless shelter for veterans with addictions. At Samaritan Village, Hassam found men who understand his downward spiral. They're returning home. They're running into obstacles and problems, and all of the mechanisms aren't in place to get to them, said Kearse. One in three homeless Americans is a veteran. Now listen to this, folks. On any given night in this country, an estimated 200,000 are living on the streets. Many served in Vietnam. But experts expect the number of Iraq veterans to swell in coming years. The Veterans Administration can provide beds for only 14,000 veterans, though it told CBS News its shelters aren't filled to capacity and that it offers what is called, quote, very good services to homeless veterans. As President Bush orders more troops to Iraq, the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs wants more focus on those coming home. The president did not mention the word veteran in his State of the Union address, said Senator Daniel Akaka, Democrat for Arkansas, chairman of the Committee on Veterans Affairs. Akaka has asked Congress to more than double the president's request for funding next year, $4.8 billion more to help not just the physically wounded, but the emotionally scarred. They train you to transfer from a civilian to a killing machine, said Al Ghoreini, but when you get out, they should have trained me to go back into being a civilian. The Army says that one in three Iraq veterans will return home with mental health issues. Sooner or later, caring for them will become another cost of war. Now, as I said, I've got a special guest coming on my show Friday that's going to talk about what's happening behind the scenes in the Veterans Affairs and what kind of fight. They go over to Iraq, they go to Afghanistan, and they fight. And sometimes they come home wounded. Sometimes they don't come home at all. But when they do come home, the ones that are lucky enough to come home, then they have another fight on their hands. You're going to find out what that fight is Friday if you listen to my show, The American Awakening. But that leads me into another story. When I was on my station in Phoenix, I had a caller that called in that attended a very large church in Phoenix, and I was on the subject of depleted uranium, which, as we all know out there, is something that they're tossing around with reckless abandon anytime they want to invade somebody. For example, what's on the horizon with Iran, they're talking about limited nuclear weapons, which is basically depleted uranium. Back to what I was saying, this caller called into my show, and she told me she had a husband that went over to Iraq with two of his buddies who also attended the same church. And they were all married. They're all young. This girl was no older than 25. Her name was Janine. And when I was on the subject of depleted uranium, I was sharing some detail about some of the consequences of the offspring of Iraqi babies that are being born where the citizens had breathed in depleted uranium. And this caller called in and told me that her husband and his two friends had gone to Iraq. This was back in 2003, I believe. They had all since come home. They'd served one tour of duty. And they're not her husband, but they're two friends who came back from Iraq. Their wives got pregnant and gave birth, and both of the children had birth defects. Now, the Army denies it. The Marines deny it. Matter of fact, there was a report put out, I believe there was four different reports put out, but the one I can think of off the top of my head is by the RAND Corporation, who put out a report saying that there's nothing wrong with depleted uranium, there's no proof, yada, 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 that depleted uranium causes any kind of birth defects or whatever. And from reading that article, I mean, they might as well be telling you that you could put it on your toast in the morning, for crying out loud. But anybody who doesn't know anything about depleted uranium, I would simply suggest that you go into Google and type in depleted uranium birth defects and see exactly what I'm talking about. I put in a call earlier this week to Doug Rocky. I was hoping that I could get him on the air Friday with Art Bernclough. He hasn't called me back yet, but I thought that would be a wonderful show. Art's going to be up with me Friday on my show, The American Awakening, for the whole show. And if you're available, I'd suggest you don't want to miss that. Let's go to Melissa in Texas. Melissa, you're on the line with Michael. How you doing? No, Melissa's not there. Okay. Yeah, let's see. Got rid of that one. That's the here's another good one. Now, you have to ask yourself. I've been around this planet for a while. And growing up, I thought we lived in a free country. And I see this stuff happening all around me now, and it makes me scratch my head in wonderment. I had a guest on my show earlier who was talking about corruption in the court system. But listen to this one. Here's a good one here. This is from the newspaper.com. Listen to what they're doing in Florida. City to seize homes over a $5 parking ticket. Brooksville, Florida proposes to foreclose on homes and seize cars over less than $20 in parking tickets. The City Council in Brooksville, Florida voted this week to advance a proposal granting city officials the authority to place liens and foreclose on homes of motorists accused of failing to pay a single $5 parking ticket. Non-homeowners face having their vehicle seized if accused of not paying three parking offenses. Let me stop for a minute. Who we got? Mike is in Arizona for real this time. Mike, go ahead. You're with Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on?
Well, I've been listening to this thing about these truckers going to invade Washington, D.C. and all that. And I was in the last trucker strike, and it was a fiasco. What they ought to do is select certain states, five or six of them, a little power, you know, like Kennedy in Massachusetts, where you don't have a right to own a gun. I'd hate to, you know, take out California, but if you drive around these states, if you pick certain states that have power in Congress, and you just drive, you tell those drivers, come on out, we'll get you loads, we'll have to sit a little longer, but we'll all drive, and just boycott five or six states, you'll do the same thing, and nobody's gonna miss their payments on their trucks, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, that's a good idea. What do you think of the idea that the other caller had about going into the truck stops and putting articles up, or putting a notice up on a bulletin board?
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, because you could tell them this here and say, you know, this is the states that we're going to boycott, you know, Massachusetts. California, you know, there's so much, there's, you know, it's the fifth largest country in the world, so it'd be kind of hard to, because it would be nice to boycott Pelosi. But
yeah, well, you know, I back in my younger days, I took a job, a very short stint, with a North American driver going back and forth when I was a young, you know, muscular guy, moving furniture on a North American truck. And I only did it for a couple months. But in my experience on that truck, news travels fast with truckers because they have CBs and they talk to one another. So,
yeah.
You know, if we start getting the word out of here, it'll travel fast.
Yeah, well, if, you know, I was just talking to a gentleman on the phone, and he was saying that they were going to drive into every capital in the country, and they'll just arrest them, get the National Guard out there, and move the trucks out of there, and it'll be a big mess. Whereas if they were to boycott certain states and drive around them, they would, and they wouldn't have to do it for 3 days. They could do it for a month if they wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those people in those states will be screaming. Anyway, thank you for the
call. Hey, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the input. Okay, a lot of good ideas out there. Let me continue with this article on Florida city seizing homes for a $5 parking ticket. Now listen to this, guys, and I don't mean to jump around here, but I want to finish this up. According to the proposed ordinance, a vehicle owner must pay a parking fine within 72 hours if a meter maid claims his automobile was improperly parked, incurring tickets worth between $5 and $250. Failure to pay this amount results in an assessment of a 50% late fee. After 7 days, the city will place a lien on the car's owner's home for the amount of the ticket plus late fees, attorney's fees, and an extra $15 fine. Can't forget those attorney's fees. Remember that. The fees quickly turn a $5 parking ticket in a debt worth several hundred dollars, growing at 1% per month interest rate. Now get this. The ordinance does not require the city to provide notice to the homeowner at any point so that after 90 days elapse, the city will foreclose. If the motorist does not own a home, it will seize his vehicle after the failure to pay three parking tickets. Any motorist who believes a parking ticket may have been improperly issued must first pay a $250 appeal fee within 7 days to have the case heard by a contract employee of the city. This employee will determine whether the city should keep the appeal fee plus the costs of the ticket and late fees or find the motorist not guilty. Council members postponed a decision on whether to reduce this appeal fee until final adoption of the measure, which is expected in the first week of April. Can you believe it? This is, you know, what has happened to this country? Who is running these city governments, county governments, state governments, federal? Well, we know who's running the federal government. shadow government. And they've got an idiot in there, which the other caller said is by design. That's the guy that was talking about the Soviet Art of Brainwashing. Good book. That was Jerry, I believe. I'm going to have to get that book and read it. Chapter 8. Okay, let's see. Moving right along. Here's a good one. Alberto Gonzalez. Now, what comes to mind when I mention that name? The Attorney General. Remember, they fired, I don't know, deputy prosecutors or whatever it was? I don't know. Let's see. Monica Gooding is a Justice Department official involved in the firings of the federal prosecutors. Now, she's going to refuse to answer questions at an upcoming Senate hearing, citing Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination, her lawyer said Monday. And I quote, "The potential for legal jeopardy for Ms. Gooding from even her most truthful and accurate testimony under these circumstances is very real," unquote, said the lawyer John Dowd. Yeah, it's very real, all right, because if she says anything other than the Fifth Amendment, I take the Fifth Amendment, boy, are they going to uncover a can of worms. He said that members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committee seemed already to have made up their minds that wrongdoing has occurred in the firings. I see. Here's another one. Now, here's something for you to think about. And excuse me for being all over the board, but remember, I was surprised with the news that I was substituting for John today, given about 10 minutes. So I'm kind of scrambling here with some articles, but here's another good one. Shaquanda Cotton Paris. No, let's see. Paris, Texas. Shaquanda Cotton in Paris, Texas, writes that I am a 14-year-old black freshman who shoved a hall monitor at Paris High School in a dispute over entering the building before the school day had officially begun and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. I have no prior arrest record, and the hall monitor, a 58-year-old teacher's aide, was not seriously injured. I was tried in March 2006 in a town's juvenile court, convicted of assault on a public servant, and sentenced by Lamar County Judge Chuck Superville to prison for up to 7 years until I turned 21. Just 3 months earlier, Superville sentenced a 14-year-old white girl convicted of arson for burning down her family's house to probation. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Well, let's move along. What else have I got? Iran to torture British Marines. They got 15 of them, you know. And there's a little bit of controversy as to whether they were in Iran or whether they are in Iranian waters or whether they were in Iraqi waters. At any rate, 15 British soldiers are undergoing interrogation, and they were seized by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards off the coast entering Iranian waters. And let's see. Oh, they cut off part of the article here. Sources close to the Iranian leadership have stated if it is proven that they deliberately entered Iranian territory, they will be charged with espionage, and if proven, they can expect a very serious penalty, according to Iranian officials. Espionage is one of the most serious offenses. You know what this makes me wonder? Since George Bush and Alberto Gonzalez and John Woo and all these wonderful people in our administration say it's okay to torture, you know, waterboarding and all that stuff, kind of makes you wonder if Iran thinks they might do the same thing. And if so, okay, would they do it to our soldiers? And if they did it to our soldiers, would they be right in doing it to our soldiers since we've done it to, how many different people now? I don't know. Well, anyway, the penalty for espionage in Iran is death. The warning followed claims by Iranian officials that the British Navy has been taken to Iran, the capital, to explain their aggressive action of being in Iranian waters. Despite it being reported that the Royal Navy personnel have admitted to being in the country's waters, Tony Blair and other senior British officials insisted they were in Iraqi waters. Oh, I see. That was Tony Blair, so that makes it true. I see. Okay. Blair stated, "Is it simply not true that they went into Iranian territorial waters, and I hope the Iranian government understands how fundamental an issue this is." Blair also warned Iran last night that it has only a few days to find a diplomatic solution to the escalating crisis over the 15 missing British sailors, or presumably the situation would be escalated by Britain. After such time, if the Marines are not handed over. The U.S. now has two carrier fleets in the Persian Gulf, which are officially there, according to Defense Secretary Gates, as a show of strength to Iranians. He also recently boosted its naval presence, having sent... Britain also recently boosted its naval presence, having sent the HMS Cornwall and two minesweepers, the HMS Ramsey and the HMS Blythe, and a vessel from, from the auxiliary to the area? I guess that's what that means. Despite British denials, Iran's claims to have been backed up by a senior official. We were informed by Iraqi fishermen after they had returned from something. British gunboats in an area that is out of Iraqi control, said Brigadier General Hassim, who is in charge of Iraqi's territorial waters. We don't know who were there. Well, makes you wonder, is this the going to be the catalyst that launches us into a war with Iran? And if so, are they going to retaliate? And is Russia going to retaliate? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. We'll be back. This is Michael Herzog, substituting for John Stadtmiller, the National Intel Report. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. See you in a few.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
All right, we're back. The final segment. This is Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller for the National Intel Report. And I think I caught part of John's show yesterday. I was busy doing some research, but I think that he read an article by Webster Tarpley yesterday called Operation Bite, the April 6th sneak attack by U.S. forces on Iran planned, Russian military sources warn. General Ivashov calls for emergency session of U.N. Security Council to ward off looming U.S. aggression. The long-awaited U.S. military attack on Iran is now on track for the first week of April, specifically for 4 a.m. on April 6th, the Good Friday opening of Easter weekend, writes a well-known Russian journalist Andrei Yuglanov in the Moscow Weekly. Argumenti Nedelai. Yuglanov cites Russian military experts close to the Russian general staff for his account. That's interesting. I'm not going to go into the whole article because I think John read it yesterday. I think I caught part of it. But I'm pulling something up here now out of the Telegraph, the UK Telegraph, and this is coming in at 1:42 p.m. British Standard Time on the 28th, which is today. And I'm not sure about the validity of this, but it says, the 15 British service personnel captured by Iranians were ambushed 1.7 nautical miles inside Iraqi territorial waters. The MOD has confirmed. Tony Blair told the House of Commons it was time to, quote, ratchet up the diplomatic and international pressure on Iran. At a briefing in London, the MOD said it was unambiguously contested claims from Tehran that the UK vessel carrying the sailors and Marines had strayed into Iranian waters. Vice Admiral Charles Stile said that the Iranians had given two different positions for the Royal Navy boarding party, the first inside Iraqi territorial waters. It is hard to understand a legitimate reason for this charge of coordinates, he said. Admiral Stile said that the boarding party was ambushed during the routine after the search of a vessel and that their detention was unjustified and wrong. Tony Blair today condemned the completely unacceptable, wrong, and illegal detention. Our thoughts are with the servicemen and the servicewomen and their families, and their safe return is our paramount concern, he said. Those personnel were patrolling in Iraqi waters under the United Nations mandate. Their boarding and checking of the Indian merchant vessel was routine. Addressing the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions, Mr. Blair also defended the Navy's personnel entirely sensible decision not to fight back against their captors. To engage with the Iranians would have led to severe loss of life. Responding to calls from Mr. Cameron to clarify the rules of engagement, he said they do allow our forces to take whatever measures necessary in their own self-defense. However, in my view, it was entirely sensible that those on the spot conducted themselves and behaved in the way that they did. Margaret Beckett, the foreign secretary, cut short a trip to Turkey to address the House of Commons on the growing crisis. She told the House that all other official business with Iran had been suspended while the current crisis was being resolved. Quote, I have concluded that we need to focus all of our bilateral efforts during this phase to resolution of this issue. We will therefore be imposing a freeze on all official bilateral business with Iran until the situation is resolved, she said. Yesterday, Mrs. Beckett spoke in what were described as, quote, very robust terms, unquote, to her Iranian counterpart, Manaquer Mataki. She said many of the UK's international partners have been putting pressure on Iran. She said that Iraqi Foreign Minister Hashir Zabari had confirmed the incident took place in Iraqi waters and called for the release of the personnel. Meanwhile, in Iran, students staged a mock trial of the detainees where shouts, death to Britain, were heard. Yes, you did. No, you didn't. Yes, you did. No, you didn't. Yes, you did. No, you didn't. That's what's going on back and forth. No, they were. Yes, they were. No, they weren't. Yes, they were. This is Michael Herzog sitting in for John Statmiller, National Intel Report. Thank you very much for tolerating me for the last 15 minutes. And John, we'll see you tomorrow. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Stay tuned for Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett.